So today I would like to share with you, I think a top important for lay person, to gain happiness in this present life. Okay, so this talk comes from Anguttara Nikaya 8, because Anguttara is numerical, 1, 2, 3, 4. So Anguttara Nikaya 8.54, Dikha Janu Sutta. So one day, Dikha Janu, who is a lay person, approached the Blessed One and paid homage to him and asked a question. And said to Buddha, he said that, Bhante, we are lay person, enjoying sensual pleasures, living at home in a house full of children. We use sandalwood. We wear ornaments, we use fragrance, and we keep gold, silver, and money. Let the Blessed One teach us the Dhamma in a way that will lead to our welfare and happiness in this present life and in future lives. But today I'm not going to talk about future life. We talk about present life enough. Okay? Then Buddha answered, there are four things that lead to the welfare and happiness of a layman in this present life. What are the four? Number one, accomplishment in initiative. Number two, accomplishment in protection. Protect your property. Number three, good friendship. Number four, balanced living. Okay, let's see number one, what Buddha explained. What is accomplishment in initiative? Here, whatever occupation one engage to earn one's living, whether by farming, by trading, or government services, or any profession you engage in, you need two good qualities in order to make this accomplishment. Number one is, you must be very skillful in your profession. Number two, not only skillful, you need to be very diligent. It means that you must be very hardworking. So number one, if you are skillful, for example, you are the dentist, okay? So client come to you, but you are not skillful. Next time, the same client will not come back to you, right? So you are not accomplished in your own profession. So you need to be very skillful in whatever profession you engage. But only skillful also not enough. Even though you are very skillful, but you are a lazy person, not hardworking, not diligent in your work, then you cannot accomplish it. You cannot fulfill the accomplishment of initiative. Therefore, to make your occupation successful and to gain respect from your boss and from your client, you need to be very skillful in your profession, whatever profession you are in, whether you are teacher, engineer, computer programmer, or even me as a Dhamma speaker, I got to be very skillful in giving my talk. Otherwise, people listen to my talk, no happiness, no faith, no joy, then they go away from Buddha's teaching. So I got to be very respect to the talk I give. And I need to be very skillful as well. Okay? So not only that, you got to be very hardworking, diligent in your work. So what are the two qualities to make your profession successful? Number one, skillfulness. Number two, diligent or hardworking. This is called accomplishment in initiative. Okay. Number two, and what is accomplishment in protection. So once you earn your money, you earn a living through your hard work, you have to protect your wealth. You have to protect your property, your money, right? So during Buddha's time, Buddha always say only five things. For example, prevent a king from taking it. Prevent thief from taking it. Fire from burning it. Floods from sweeping it off. And displacing heirs from taking it. For example, your son and daughter who spend all your money. So during Buddha's time, Buddha always mentioned these five. But nowadays, the world is more complicated than this. You have to, nowadays people lost his money by fall for scams. So many people lost money by fall for scams. Therefore, you also have to check. Don't be too greedy. Then fall for scams. Avoid all scams. Only then you can protect your own wealth and property. And this is called accomplishment in protection. Okay. Number three, and what is good friendship, which I think is very important. Here, in whatever village or town a clansman lives, he associates with the householder or their sons, whether young but of matured virtue. Of all old and of matured virtue. It means that you need to have associate with anyone, whether old or young, as long as they have matured virtues. Their behavior is very good. They keep sila. This is what Buddha meant. Then this good friend must be accomplished in faith. Faith in what? Faith in triple gems. In Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Okay? Then also he need to accomplish in virtuous behavior. Means he keeps silas. He's not harming other people. He has very good behavior. Then number three, he must accomplish in generosity. He's not stingy person. He always go and do dana and give to people who need. Share his own property with others who need it. Then number four, he must accomplish in wisdom. So what is good friendship? How you know whether your friend is what Buddha said, good friend that you should associate with? So long he accomplished in faith, virtuous behavior. Number three, generosity. He must be a very generous person. Number four, wisdom. Wisdom means understand everything comes and goes. Nothing is permanent in this world. Everything comes and goes, nothing is permanent. He must understand the nature of impermanence in this life, the nature of suffering, the nature of non-self. So he has this type of wisdom. So if your friend got these four qualities, faith in triple gem, virtuous behavior, he keep his sila well, sometimes five precepts, sometimes eight precepts, right? Then he's very generous person, never stingy, very happy in giving away what he has. Then also he understand the nature of life, which is impermanent, nothing to cling to permanently. So if he accomplished this four, then you should associate with them. Converse with them, talk to them, learn from them, emulate his good qualities. Only then you will progress in the Dhamma, only then you will live happiness in this present life. This is called good friendship. Okay, number four. And what is balanced living? Here, a clansman knows his income and expenditures and leads a balanced life, neither too extravagant nor too frugal. He is aware that in this way, my income will exceed my expenditures rather than the reverse. Reverse means that you spend more than you earn. This is common in America. If America earn 100 a day, you will spend 110. Then loan, by loan, everything by loan. So because I used to go to America, most of the Americans got a lot of loan. And the way they spend, as though they are very rich person. So they spend more than they earn. Therefore, they cannot live a happy life, because after that, they have to give their house to the government, you know, they have to what? Sold their car and many things happen. But for most Chinese, they have a large income, but they live very sparingly. Too frugal, which is also not encouraged by the Buddha. You earn through your hard work, you earn so much money, but you live like a poor person. That is also not encouraged by the Buddha. So Buddha said, not so frugal and neither too extravagant nor too frugal. This is called balanced living. So it's called balanced living when a clansman knows his income and expenditures and leads a balanced life, neither too extravagant nor too frugal. Then the wealth thus accumulated has four sources of decrease. We have to protect our own property, right? Buddha said. Then Buddha here mentioned there are four sources for us to lose our wealth. Number one, womanizing. This for men, womanizing. You keep, looking for new woman and engage too much in sex. It's called womanizing. Then finally, he spent all his money. Second, drunkenness. If you drink so much, you become very drunkard. Then also, gradually, you lost all your wealth. Number three, gambling. Gambling lost wealth very quick. One night you can lose millions. Number four, bad friendship. If you have bad friend, you will be influenced by them and soon you lost all your money. Or your money will be cheated by the bad friend. Therefore, Buddha say, the wealth thus accumulated has four sources of decrease. Number one, womanizing. Number two, drunkenness. Number three, gambling. Number four, bad friendship. So if you can avoid all these four, then your wealth will be increased, not decreased. And when your wealth increases, you live happy in this present life. You don't have remorse, you don't have regret, You can spend whatever you want and live happily, and even you want to do dana, then you can do. So you can live your life very happily. Therefore, Buddha said, the wealth thus accumulated has four sources of increase. Just now we talk about decrease, now we talk about increase. That is a voice womanizing. This is for men, for women, I don't know. Avoid buying so many cosmetic, maybe. Women spend a lot of money to beautify themselves. Maybe also not want the what bag? What famous bag? What's famous bag? Hermes? What? I don't know even one. Okay, so I only know my Sangha bag only. So as a woman, don't spend too much money for all these costly blended things. That also, instead of womanizing, maybe we should replace with this one. Otherwise, not fair. Only talk about men. How about women? Somebody women spend more money than men. Okay. Then secondly, drunkenness. Women also can get drunk. Then gambling. This one, women and men also can involve in gambling. And number four, good friend. Cultivate good friendship. When you cultivate good friendship, you know how to live a balanced life. Then just to make sure your wealth will be increased, not decreased. Okay. So these are the four things that lead to the welfare and happiness of a man in this present life. Let us repeat, what are the four? Number one, accomplishment in initiative. Mean that you must be very skillful and diligent in your profession. Okay? Number two, accomplishment in protection. You need to protect your wealth properly. Don't lose the money to the flood or fire or to scams. Number three, you need to associate with good friend that accomplished in faith, virtuous behavior, generosity and wisdom. So you should check your man. You should check your friend. You should check your best friend. See whether they have these qualities or not. If they don't have, you should look for more. I don't mean to abandon them. You should look for more good friends that have this type of quality. If you want to prosperous, you want to progress in the Dharma, if you want to live in happy life, then you should have good friendship. You should have good friend who accomplished in this four quality: faith, virtuous behavior, generosity, and wisdom. Okay. And the last one, you should lead a balanced living, that your expenditure will not exceed earning. But if you earn a lot also, you should not live like a poor person. It's your wealth. You can enjoy your wealth lawfully, happily. This is called balanced living. And to avoid the wealth does accumulated, you should make it increase, not decrease. If you avoid womanizing, drunkenness, and gambling, and cultivate good friend, then your wealth is going to increase, not decrease, and you will live happily in this present life. Okay, these are the main talk about Dikajanu Sutta. Okay, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.